Eagles in Ireland were persecuted by humans to the point of extinction. But now, many, many years later, there's a reintroduction programme to bring these majestic birds back to the country. Six young eagles, aged about 7 weeks, were taken from Scotland and released in Donegal. And according to Earthwatch scientist Dr. Paul Howarth, they've been doing very well.
It seems to be more or less innate in them, in that the birds so far that have been released have usually been very well fed before they've left the cages, so they then don't need to feed for maybe even 3, 4 or 5 days. And then to help them, there are food dumps put out containing rabbits and crows and possibly venison and things like that, and they can come back to those during the later part of autumn, and then gradually those food dumps are done away with and they're left to sort of feed on their own devices. And as far as we can tell, provided that they're released in the right area that has the necessary spectrum of prey, then they do okay, and they do learn quite quickly themselves what they can catch and what they can eat.
And how soon do you expect these pairs in Ireland to start breeding and actually giving sort of homegrown eagles, if you like?
We think that will probably be at about year four. In Scotland, it would normally be at year five or beyond, but in the absence of any other adult eagles in Ireland, it seems likely that they will at least attempt to breed when they're younger. And although to begin with, success might be quite variable due to lack of experience, we're hoping that thereafter they will do quite well and begin to spread right down the west of Ireland.
What sort of danger is there that perhaps you could end up with too many eagles?
What would too many eagles be? I think that at the moment, with sort of about 400 adult pairs or so in Scotland, from what we can see, from all the data that's available, we think there perhaps could be at least another 100 pairs and possibly another 200. But what would happen is, once every single range was filled to capacity, then a non-breeding population, mainly made up of birds up to 5 years old, but possibly some adults as well, would just simply build up. And that is a situation, in fact, that you would find, say, in parts of North America. So that there will be an upper limit to the number of breeding pairs, but then the sub-adult numbers would go up. And then eventually, if they were still doing well, then we would probably expect the adult eagles that are breeding to produce less young.
And we're sitting on the most beautiful clifftop on the island of Mull, looking out across at Jura and Islay, and it's breathtaking. That obviously means there's going to be a lot of tourists coming to Mull. Have the eagles had any impact on that?
I think eagles in the last 10 years have helped to generate really quite a lot of tourism, particularly the white-tailed eagles that breed on Mull. They've attracted large numbers of people who actually have wanted to get close views, and with that in mind, there's been a special hide set up and a special camera to allow people to get very close views of the young being fed by the adults. But in addition to the white-tailed eagles, there are good numbers of people now coming really just to see birds of prey in general, and perhaps particularly golden eagles and hen harriers, which are also quite plentiful on this island. And this helps to generate a very sound attitude amongst the local population towards wildlife, since it's seen as being of economic value.
Now, what do you think is a top tip for eagle spotting would be? Because I know you've brought me up here where you know there are some eagles, but we haven't seen them yet. But I'm still hopeful. What would be my top tip then for spotting one?
The top tip is to find somewhere where you've got a good view over some fairly wild country, and to just sit still and particularly watch the ridges, because they tend to forage along ridges, along the skyline, and you just have to be patient and watch.
And if one was a long way away, how might I know that it was definitely a golden eagle and know to put my binoculars in that direction?
Just mainly by the sheer size of the bird. That would be the first thing that you would notice. If you can see what appears to be a large bird at sort of up to 2 kilometres distance, you know for certain it's not a buzzard. And the only other thing it could be, if it's not a golden eagle, would be a sea eagle. So you'd definitely be onto an eagle, and then you'd have to take your identification from there.
If tourists are coming to Mull to see the eagles and so on, does it also mean that the eagles are in danger for people maybe trapping them or taking their eggs and those sorts of things?
I don't think so, really. There has been a problem in the mid-90s, certainly with people coming to this island and taking both sea eagle and golden eagle eggs, but now there's a very strong community watch organised by both the police and the RSPB and Scottish Natural Heritage, aimed at preventing any egg losses, and that has certainly been the case for the last 2 years, that the sites are so closely watched and the ferry so closely watched that it would be very difficult for sort of people now to come here and engage in that kind of illegal activity.
That's Dr. Paul Howarth.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.